smell? Do you smell that? Is that your email list stinking like that? Oh my gosh, don't you know? You've got to keep your email list fresh, guys. Your email list must stay fresh. Hey everybody, welcome to Traffic Keys. I'm Atiba, your host, and today we're going to be talking about email freshness. So if you are a business owner and you are looking to drive more eyeballs to your website, if you're trying to drive more traffic to your website, generate more leads, you are in the right place because that's what we are here to talk about. And today we're revisiting that topic of email list. And I'm going to revisit this topic by talking. I'm going to tell you a story. Let me just call it what it is. I'm going to tell you a story. And this is a true story. This is my story. Okay. Something that happened to me several years ago that I guarantee you, if you have an email list, and if you don't, that's a whole nother problem that we need to talk about. If you have an email list, you're probably guilty of doing the same thing that I did. So here we go. So I'd been building a list for many years, and these were all past customers, people who had shown interest, et cetera, in this particular brand that I owned at the time. And the list was over 10,000 people that I had accumulated, okay? And I was diligent. I was emailing that list, and we were making money off of the emails, okay? Email is a great way to drive traffic to your website. You email somebody some information, whether it be promotion or you're just educating them, okay? And what happens is they read it, they get curious, they click on your website, they come and they look at your website. I've been doing this with this list as it was growing for years. When I say years, guys, I'm talking 5 to 7 years. Grew it over 10,000 people. But only about 500 or 600 people were actually opening my email. Now, they were engaged and they were buying, so it was great. It was making money. It was awesome. But I was emailing 10,000 to get 500 to buy. And then someone challenged me and said, you know, your list stinks. I can smell it. It reeks. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's okay. Because, you know, maybe they'll come back around and maybe they'll buy. I mean, these are good email addresses because they're not bouncing. You know, they're being delivered. But my open rate sucked. My open rate sucked. And so that friend of mine challenged me and said, here's what I want you to do. Okay. And it wasn't that I didn't know this. Okay. And that's why I'm also sharing this with you, because sometimes we know better. We just don't do better. And I was guilty of that many years ago in this story. He said, I want you to do something. Run a report and figure out how many people have not opened your email in 18 months. 18 months! That's a long time. That's a lot of emails going to people who haven't opened them for 18 months. Do you know, I ran that report. And it came back with 6,500, just it was 6,400 and some change to be exact. Almost 6,500 people on my list of just over 10,000 had not opened a single message in a year and a half, guys. A year and a half! And my friend challenged me. He said, hey, dump all those messages, all those emails. You're just wasting your time. And again, it wasn't that I didn't know this. And so here's what you've got to know. You see, if they're not opening, if you get, like in this case, 6,500 people, the majority of your people not opening your messages, what Google and the other email providers see is no one likes to read your stuff. And so they start sending your messages to spam, and they start sending your messages to promotions, and people stop seeing your messages. That's what was happening to me. And I said, but yeah, but you know, they might come back around. If y'all have an email list, have you said that? Well, they might come back around. It's been 18 months. Come on, guy. They're not coming back. But maybe. And so my friend challenged me. He said, get rid of all of them. Take them all out. And for the next 3 months, only email, I think it was that 3,500 or so that are left. Only email the 3,500 or so that are left. Now, again, it's not like I didn't know better. Okay. But I did it. I took the challenge and I dropped the 10,001, it dropped my cost to my email provider tremendously, which was fantastic. But two, now I'm only emailing 3,500. And get this, remember before when only 500 people were opening my messages? By the end of the 3 months, I had gotten that almost up to 1,000 people. Almost a third of the people were opening my messages. Not only did almost a third of the people, get that out, say it right, almost 1,000 people were opening my messages, was double what it was before. It more than doubled how much money we were making off of our email campaigns. All by dumping the email addresses of people who weren't opening it anyway. Guys, that's why it's so important to keep your email list fresh. If people aren't reading your messages, if they're not opening your emails, stop emailing them. Stop it. Take them off the list and only keep the people who are. Oh, but then I only have 10 people. Guess what? Those are the 10 people who want it. Those are the 10 people who want to read it. Email them. Talk to them. The other people, forget them. Find more people like the 10. You will thank me for it. So how do you fix this? Well, it depends on your email provider. But one, you can usually run a report or so in your email provider to figure out who has not opened your email and then dump all of those. Or you can do what we have done and what I've done since. And what's funny is what I had set up for so many other of my clients, except myself, you know, that classic thing of the hairdresser who can make everybody else's hair look good, but didn't do it for themselves. Right. I was running this for everybody else, but not my own self, which is crazy. But you can do it all through automations. You can do it all through automations. So now I have automations that go in and automatically clean up and remove people who have not responded or opened a message in a certain amount of time. It's not that I necessarily delete them at this point from the database, but I stop emailing them on a consistent basis. And then maybe twice a year, I'll send them a message, right? Usually in the end of the year, holiday time, we'll send a message. And sometime in the middle of the year, we'll send a message. And if they respond or if they open either one of those messages, then they go back into the group of active people that we're talking to. If they don't, guess what? They stay where they are and I don't email them again for another 6 months or so. Okay? What it does is it increases your open rates. Increasing your open rates help your click-through rates go up. Click-through rates going up help your sales conversion rates go up, which help your bottom line, guys. That's why this is so important. So what's the lesson for today? If you've got people who haven't, and I mean, you can set your time. A year is way long. If they have not opened an email in a year, stop emailing them. Stop it. You will thank me in the long run. I know up front it might seem painful and it may seem like, but who am I going to talk to? But you'll thank me in the long run. So that's it for today, guys. It's been a pleasure as always. If you've got questions about this, please feel free to email me or drop a comment. You can email me at hello@traffickeys.com. Also, if you want that automation that I was talking about, send me an email or leave a comment down below asking for that automation, and I will send you the automation for absolutely free to clean up your email list. All right, everybody, I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.